This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match because they know that today one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Players, you ready? You all set? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. These are the two contestants who are going to make things happen today. Let's meet them right now. Your name is?
Mike Russo.
Mike, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Pittsburgh, California, and the school that I go to is St. Peter Martyr.
Mm-hmm. What grade are you in?
Eighth.
Yeah, what are your hobbies?
Playing basketball, baseball, and football.
Oh, you're a sports nut, huh? Good for you. Nice to have you here, Mike. And your name is?
Jared Cruz.
Tell me where you go to school, Mike.
I go to school in Pleasanton, California.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the school is Harvest Park.
What grade are you in?
Seventh.
All right, nice to have you here. Oh, you play hockey too, don't you?
Yeah, I've played hockey for the past 4 years.
Now, I understand you play the part of the puck?
Uh-huh, I play center.
Center, okay, fine. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Munchmobile. So Mike and Jared, shake hands. Get over and get ready to play Starcade, and Kevin will tell us about the five games we'll be dealing with today. Kev?
Jeff, it looks like a spacey show today with five spaceship games, and we're ready to blast off with game number one, Star Trek, on a mission to explore new worlds. Next, it's Galaxian, and the aliens are upon us. Journey, a chase through space. On to Stargate, and the humans are depending on you. And finally, Zor, a lonely flight to save a civilization. Jeff?
Thank you very much, Kevin. Okay, those are today's five games. Both of you, of course, had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, automatically, you win a valuable prize. Now, in order to let our home audience know what the mystery game is, we're going to have Kevin whisper to him.
Our mystery game is Stargate.
All right, now they know the name of the mystery game. I have a question. I'll ask you the question. First one to buzz in gets to answer it. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game we'll play today. Here it is. In Food Fight, what food can you fling freely without depleting the supply? A, bananas, or B, watermelons? Yes, Jared.
B, watermelons.
Watermelons. Right you are. Good for you. And that means, Jared, you have the advantage because you get to pick the first game we're going to play. What do you want to play?
I'll pick Star Trek, please.
Star Trek, good game. Okay, and we'll ask our resident Trekkie to tell us about that.
Welcome aboard, Captain. Command the Starship Enterprise on a Star Trek adventure. Your mission is to seek out and destroy Nomad and his gang of Klingon ships. Defend the star bases and the Enterprise from their continued assault. Keep your eye on the sector scanner to spot the approaching enemy, then zap them out of the galaxy using your targeting scanner. Dock with the star bases for repairs and supplies, but be wary of antimatter saucers. The dangers are many in the game of Star Trek.
Okay, Jared, you picked Star Trek. Why'd you pick Star Trek?
Well, I think I can get a fair amount of points to start off with.
Okay, now you have 50 seconds. It's a little bit different than playing in the arcade. I would advise you, and you don't have to take my advice if you don't want to, and you could listen to Mike, or you don't have to do that either. But I advise you not to bother to dock, because that takes a lot of time, and save your photons for, this third or fourth sector, okay?
Okay.
All right, but you don't have to do that. Ready? 50 seconds. Get set. Play.
Welcome aboard, Captain.
Seconds.
Entering sector 1-4-4.
8,475, Jared. Nice going. Congratulations, my friend. Head on back, and here comes Mike. Now, Mike, he did pretty well. I advised him not to dock, and he docked right away. So maybe I gave him the wrong advice. I don't know. What do you think you're going to do?
Just try to shoot everything in sight.
Shoot everything in sight. Okay, that may be the best advice yet. Here you go. 50 seconds to go. Ready? Get set. Play. Firing. Got it. Plenty of time.
Entering sector 1-4-2.
Doing fine. All right, 30 seconds.
Entering sector 1-4-3.
Good. All right. Don't forget the photon. 15 seconds.
Entering sector 1-4-4.
All right, boy, you know how to play that game, Mike. We're going to be right back to see who gets to choose the next game of Starcade. Stay with us. Way to go, Mike.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Munchmobile. On a run for home, munching along the way on fruit and fish, grabbing up fuel on the fly, Munchmobile, furnished by Centuri. Time now for more Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kev, we played the game Star Trek. Let's see where we are after one game. Mike, you have a total so far of 15,425. Good play. Jared, you have 8,475. Well, Jared, you need some points here. There's still one more game left in this round, and the total points scored on both games is going to determine who gets to play the name of the game board. You want to get this question right, because I know you're going to want to pick the game to
sure
play.
Do.
Okay, here we go. Hands on buzzers. The Frogger can hop. A, only forward. B, any direction. Mike.
B,
any direction. Right, sure. You get a chance to pick the game. The mystery game, of course, is still up there. Which one are you going to pick?
Stargate.
Lie! You can't do anything wrong. Stargate is a mystery game, and Kevin has a prize for you for picking that. Kev?
Mike, you've won Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey's provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, Sisey's.
Okay. Now, Stargate is the game that you picked, and let's find out how to play it. We'll ask Kevin about that, too.
Okay, it's you against the UFOs. Only you can save the humanoids. Save 4 at a time and take them through the Stargate for really big points. Blast your way through, or use the smart bombs to destroy all the enemies in sight. Activate the Inviso antimatter cloaking device, and you can disappear and destroy everything in your path. It's Stargate.
All right, Mike, and you too, Jared. Remember, now you only have 50 seconds, so you can use your smart bombs here in Visa. Don't worry about using those up. Now, each time we do Stargate, I say the same advice. Nobody ever follows it. But I'm going to say it again. If you can get in the Stargate and find out where the humans are and go back and pick them up, you get 4 humans back in the Stargate, and you get a tremendous amount of points because you get a warp, okay?
Yep.
Sure. He's not going to do it either, I can tell. All right, you have 50 seconds, Mike. Get ready? Get set? Play. Seconds. Lefty, Mike, you have the same philosophy for all the games. Just shoot everything in sight, right?
Yes.
Okay, head on back. Here comes Jared. Jared, you need some points here, my friend, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, okay. If you can get those humans, get in the Stargate, find out where the humans are, you'll get those points. You think you're going to try it or what?
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
All right, good luck to you. You have 50 seconds also. Get ready, get set, play. Jared, 6,550, not bad. But probably not good enough to play the Name the Game board. We'll find out. Both of you had a chance to play Star Trek and Stargate. And now one of you is going to play for a very special prize. So as we total up both scores, we'll find out who's going to play the Name the Game board. Mike, you have a total now of 22,375. Jared, you have 15,025. So, Mike, you come on down. You'll play the Name the Game board. All right, come over here, please. Turn around and face the cameras. Behind you is the Name the Game board, and we're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win a marvelous prize. You all set to go?
Yep.
All right, now, this time, you're not going to shoot everything in sight, right? Okay, turn around. Here we go. Upper left-hand corner. Is that Food Fight or Food Flight?
Food Fight.
Food Fight, right you are. Number two, Pole Position or Turbo?
Pole Position.
Yes. Number three, Zor or Mission X?
Mission X.
Yes, you're right there. And number four, Enchanted Castles or Crystal Castles?
Crystal Castles.
You got all four, Mike. Boy, you sure know your game. Now I'm going to find out if you know one more thing. Who's going to tell you about the prize?
Kevin.
Right.
Right you are, Mike, and you've won Mr. Disc, a compact personal portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. Plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries. It's Mr. Disc.
All right, Mike, you have a nice commanding lead, but all that could change. We'll be back in a minute to play the final round of Starcade. The CR has a chance to win their own video arcade game.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. Having an idea for a video game is just the beginning. It takes a team of programmers, hardware design engineers, and technicians anywhere from 8 months to 2 years to design the game after the idea has been approved. And that's only the design process. The game still has to be tested and manufactured, and that could take another 6 months to a year. And none of this hard work ensures that the game will be a success. That's up to you Starcaders out there. Plenty of exciting games left today on Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kev. Well, Mike and Jared, we're at round number two. This is the big challenge. There's only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores. The top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win the Munchmobile. So I have the last question. Now, I'm sure, Mike, you won't mind because Jared is so far behind if I give him a little hint about this question. Jared, the answer is either A or B, okay? Okay. Here we go. Hands on buzzers. The spaceship Gyrus is being pursued by the evil forces of A, the Idioclan Empire, or B, the Bacula Federation. Mike.
Bacula Federation?
No, sorry. It's the Idioclan Empire. And Jared, you get a shot now to pick the game you want to play. You need the advantage. Which one do you think you can score the most points on?
This is tough. I think Galaxian.
Galaxian. Okay, Galaxian it is. And we will ask Kevin to tell us how to play Galaxian.
We are the Galaxians, with but a single ship to stop the attacking aliens. We can zap them while they're in formation, or get them in flight for bigger points. And if we can zap the flagship and its escorts, that's best of all. We are the Galaxians.
Okay, Jared, you need some points here. You got any particular strategy for this game?
Nope, I just want to get the flagships. That's the and it's escorts. That's
okay. Now
get.
You'll see the escorts will be red and the flagship would be yellow. You got to hit the escorts first, the two red ships first, then the yellow one. Then you get that 800 points. But watch out! Don't let the flagship trap you in the corners.
Okay.
Okay. This game's been around for a while. Let's see how well you do on it. You'll have 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Too bad. 14 seconds. 2,430. Okay, Jared, nice going. 2,430. Jared heads back. Here comes Mike. Now, Jared picked this game, Mike. How are you at Galaxian?
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay, you heard what I told him about the two red ones and the yellow one?
Yep.
All right, you're going to follow that? No one takes my advice, I don't know. Okay, here we go, Mike. You'll have 40 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Head on back, Mike. We're going to total up all the scores now. Now we'll find out who's going to have a shot at their own Munchmobile. Mike, you have a grand total of 24,535. Jared, you have 17,455. Mike's the winner. Congratulations, Mike. Jared, a little bad luck along the way. We have some nice gifts for you. I have something else for you. Okay, hold out your hand. That's so you can practice on any games you want to, okay, at the old arcade.
Okay, you've been a nice guy.
That's okay. Nice to have had you here on Starcade. And, Mike, you are the big winner, and we have something special for you, Kev.
First, it's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. A metal detector from White's Electronics. And a Spectra Video SV318, the personal computer you grow into and not out of, featuring built-in CPM compatibility, 32K of ROM, 32K of RAM, 10 user-definable functions, and a built-in joystick from Spectra Video.
All right. Got everything going for you today, Mike. You've also won the right to play for our grand prize, the old Munchmobile. We'll see if you can take that home with you, too, right after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And three brand new games for the Commodore 64 by Tronix, Juice, Suicide Strike, and Kid Grid. Fast action, complex strategy, superior sound, and multiple levels of play by Tronix. And Astro Snix, they live on the happy, friendly planetoid called Snickeria, which millions of light years ago came to our solar system from the Milky Way. Astrosnicks are available at fine gift stores everywhere.
And welcome back to Starcade. Well, Mike, boy, this is your day. You got the mystery prize, you got the prize for the name of the game board, you got the grand prize for being the winner of the day, and now you're going to have a chance at Munchmobile. There's still two games left unplayed, Journey and Zur. And during the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Journey, you'd have to score at least 1,763 points. And if you picked Zur, you'd have to score at least 1,414 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. You reached a decision, and you picked...
Journey.
Journey. Journey it is. That means if you score 1,763 points in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize. That's Munchmobile. So Kevin will tell us about Journey while you and I get ready to play.
Okay, Mike, you asked for it. Here you are in deep space, millions of miles from home. And if that's not enough, there's UFOs everywhere. Track them down with your scanner, then home in and zap away. Everyone zap means points. It's a space journey.
Okay, Mike, that's it. You score 1,763 points in 30 seconds or more, and you're going to take Munchmobile home. How are you, Journey?
I never played it before. Before
today's show?
Yeah.
Well, let me give you a little hint with that then. What I do when I play it is I push the thrust button about the same time I push the fire button, which gives me a little speed. And you hit the mothership, you get a bunch of points. Just don't get killed, all right?
Okay.
Good luck to you. You have 30 seconds to score 1,763 points or more. Here we go. Can you get him? Yeah, 820 seconds, plenty of time. 1,000. Good. Doing fine. Now you did it! That's it! I think at last one of my hits worked. Congratulations to you, Mike. You got yourself Munchmobile. You're the champion of the day. You took everything we have. Bunch of Mike's friends coming to give him a hug and wish him good luck, because they all want to play Munchmobile when he takes it home, I suppose. This is Jeff Edwards from Starcade. See you on the next show. Until then, I hope all of your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Edwards Wardrobe, furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.